The Rainforest Islander, a 65-foot landing craft, has been tied up in Kaufman Cove since December 1st.
We just didn't have enough traffic to avoid losses that couldn't be sustained through the winter.
That's Kent Miller, general manager for the Kaufman Cove-based North End Ferry Authority, which operates the vessel. The authority had hoped to offer year-round service between Prince of Wales, Wrangell, and Mitcalf Islands and began making those trips late last summer after months of delays. Then, after just over a month of operation, it was forced to tie up again for repairs. Miller thinks the problems with the new ferry are behind them.
The problems that we had getting going last year began with serious delays in the overhaul and refit, and then problems that stemmed from the overhaul and refit. We had a series of mechanical glitches that caused shutdowns that were attributable to work that had not been done or had not been done properly. We've worked through that series of problems now and don't anticipate recurrence of that.
Miller says the authority also had to find the right people to crew the ferry. He thinks they now have, and he's optimistic the boat will have a good start this year and continue through the spring, summer, and fall. The service is scheduled to resume April 15th and run through October 14th, with four-day-a-week round-trip runs from Kaufman Cove to downtown Wrangell and Banana Point south of Petersburg. Low traffic was the reason that the Inner Island Ferry Authority ended its service on the same route in 2009 with a larger vessel. Miller says historically more passengers and vehicles have ridden the IFA and Marine Highway System ferries in the summertime, and he expects good numbers for the Rainforest Islander this year.
So we do anticipate that beginning April 15th, there will be substantially more traffic than there was when we started the service.
While the schedule remains the same in the second year for the new ferry, fares will be going up this year. A one-way trip for adult passengers from Kaufman Cove to Banana Point will be $55. It's $50 between Kaufman and Wrangell and $30 between Wrangell and Banana Point. The authority's marketing director, Heather Hedges, explains.
We went ahead and increased our fares due to the fact that we actually had asked some of the passengers, if we did increase the fares, what did they think? And they thought it was perfectly fine because we were so low. So we did go ahead and increase it on average about 20%.
Hedges says the ferry will be offering specials around Petersburg's Little Norway Festival in May, Wrangell's Bear Fest in July, and the Arts and Seafood Festival in August in Kaufman Cove. Miller says the authority plans to offer a shuttle bus connection between Petersburg and Banana Point when the service starts up in April. And the authority's board plans to decide by July 1st whether to continue the ferry run past mid-October. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.